Now, there are two parts of your memory that we're going to be concerned with. The first one is your short-term memory, the second one being the long-term memory. Now, most people have a hard time with short-term memory. They get a phone number, they hear it once, and they forget it. They hear someone's name once, and 2 minutes later, they forget it. So short-term memory is usually the challenge that most people have to improve on. Long-term memory usually is pretty set. Even people with age-related memory loss have good long-term memories. They remember things from years ago, but they have a hard time with the short-term. Where do they put the keys? Where are their glasses? They may walk into a room, and some of you perhaps do this too. You walk into a room in your house, and you wonder, why did I come into this room? Well, that's short-term memory. Now, this is the exciting point we have to make at this part of the program. The long-term memory, we call it the knowledge bank. When information is there, that information cannot be forgotten. Now, think about that. If you have information in your knowledge bank, you can't forget it. Example, I would like everyone listening to this tape to think of your own name. Think of your own name right now. Okay, now that you have it in your mind, forget it. You can't. You can't forget your name. You'll always know your name. Even if you tried, you could not forget your name. Why? Because the name is in the knowledge bank. It's in the long-term memory. Sense information is already in the knowledge bank of the mind, the long-term memory. And since that information cannot be forgotten, just like your name, let's use that to our advantage. We are going to develop in this lesson what we call pegs or hooks in the mind. Pegs or hooks are simply bits of information that are already committed to memory because they are part of the knowledge bank. Therefore, they cannot be forgotten. They are permanent parts of the memory. These are places in the mind that can store information, new information that you want to recall in the future. What we're doing is we're taking something you know, something you don't know, and we're going to put them together. But we first must establish a number of these pegs or hooks. Now, let me give you a good analogy of this so you understand. If there was a peg on a wall, a permanent part of the wall, if we hung our coat on that peg and came back 2 hours later, back to the peg or the hook, what would be there? Of course, our coat. Whatever we put there would still be there. Because the peg or the hook is a permanent part of the wall, whatever we store on it will always be there. This is the same thing with our mind. There are things in our mind that we will establish right now in this lesson as permanent pegs, permanent file folders, permanent hooks. You will use these in various instances when we get to the application section, because when we start to remember things for future recall, we'll store them on these pegs. An exciting thing will happen. When we do store information on these pegs or hooks in our mind, in a very short time, the new information becomes, guess what? You're exactly right. It becomes knowledge. It becomes part of your knowledge bank, your long-term memory, and that new information then is part of our mind, it's part of our file folders, it's part of our data bank in our mind, and it gives us information for later use and later applications. So let's get right to it. We're going to develop two peg lists. These are places where we can store information for further use. Now, what I'd like you to do is stand up right now, and I want you to repeat after me parts of your body. We are going to call this the body list. And we are going to establish right now 10 pegs. Parts of your body. Obviously, you can't forget parts of your body. If I ask you where your elbow is, you know where it is. If I ask you to describe your toes and knees and head and nose, you all know where that is because it's knowledge. This is one of the techniques we worked with. And when we started working with blind children, since they could not see things and had a hard time describing items, what they could do, however, was they were very familiar with their bodies. So let's go through this, and I want you to repeat after me as I go through. Number one, toes. Everyone wiggle your toes. Repeat. Number one, toes. Number two, knees. Pat your knees. Number two, knees. Number three, it's going to be your thigh muscle, and we're going to call it the muscle. Number three, muscle. Number four is your rear. Pat your rear. Number four, rear. Number five is your love handles. Number five, love handles. Number six is your shoulders. Number six, shoulders. Seven is your collar. Cut your collar. Seven, collar. Eight is your face. Eight, face. Nine is your point. It's the top of your head, but we're going to call it the point because you can point to it. Number nine, point. Number 10 is actually off the body. It's the ceiling. Number 10, ceiling. Let's go back and now repeat with me as we go through the body list pegs. Number 1, toes. Number 2, knees. Number 3, muscle. 4 is rear. 5, love handles. 6, shoulders. 7, collar. 8, face. 9, point. 10, ceiling. Let's go back one more time. Number 1, toes. Number 2, knees. Number 3, muscle. Number 4, rear. Number 5, love handles. 6, shoulders. 7, collar. 8, face. 9, point. 10, ceiling. One more time, very quickly. Number 1, toes, 2, knees, 3, muscle, 4, rear, 5, love handles, 6, shoulders, 7, collar, 8, face, 9, point, 10, ceiling. Now make sure when you did that exercise with me that you said the body list out loud with me and actually touched that part of the body as we went through it. Some of you are thinking, oh boy, I didn't do that. That's okay. We're going to do it one more time, and if you didn't, back up the tape and do those three repetitions one more time, this time saying the body pegs out loud with me and touching that part of the body. Let's do it one more time now. Number 1, toes. 2, knees. 3, muscle. 4, rear. 5, love handles. 6, shoulder. 7, collar. 8, face. 9, point. 10, ceiling. These are pegs. Now notice, it didn't take us more than 5 minutes to commit to memory the pegs on our body list, because we didn't have to commit them to memory. They're already part of our knowledge bank. The only thing we had to keep in mind was the order in which the pegs went up the body. For example, that the first one was toes, after toes was knees. The next one in sequence was muscle, the next one in sequence was rear, the next one was love handles, etc. Now, notice that we went in a nice orderly flow up the body. That'll help us remember the order, the sequence. Notice also that we did not associate the numbers with the pegs. For example, number 5 on the body list is our love handles. There's no reason why 5 goes with love handles. But why is it 5? Only because it's in that order. It happens to be the 5th peg in the sequence. You see, in the tree list, we associated the number 5 with glove for a reason, because 5 fingers gave us glove. But on this list, there is no association. There's only a sequence. Since we know our body list, our body parts, it's easy to know the sequence, and since they go in an orderly flow, it's very easy to commit it to memory. What I want you to do is have a seat, and I want you to write down the body list by memory. Shut the tape off, number down 1 through 10 on your paper, and write down the body list by memory now. Okay, we're back. If for some reason you dropped one or two, no problem. Review the exercise once or twice. In about 2 minutes, you'll have the body list committed to memory in the order. Matter of fact, let's do it one more time now. Everyone stand up and repeat after me. Number 1, toes. 2, knees. 3, muscle. 4 rear, 5 love handles, 6 shoulders, 7 collar, 8 face, 9 point, 10 ceiling. Okay, have a seat. This is called the body list. You have it committed to memory because it is part of your long-term memory. All we did was put it in a sequence. And notice that we also call different parts of the body specific names. The love handles, for example, the rear, the knees, the muscle. The muscle is not thigh, it's muscle. There's a reason why we call every part of the body the name, which we'll go into in a later lesson. But you know the names because they are important to know the names. That is the body list. What I'd like to do now is develop another list. Commit it to memory, and we're going to use this later on. Some of you are probably thinking, I don't understand what we're doing here. You don't need to understand it. Don't ask why. Just do it. We are establishing pegs. We're also showing you that when things are already in your memory, you don't have to remember them. You just have to review them and know the sequence, the order. You don't have to remember this information. It is already part of the long-term memory. Now listen to my instructions. What you're going to do is establish what we call a house list. And that means this. There are three things you're going to do. The first thing is you're going to pick out 4 rooms in your house. Pick out 4 rooms in your house. Now, the rooms may go in an order around your house, such as if you walk through your home. Example, when I walk into my house, the first room is the kitchen. That'd be room 1. Then is the dining room. That'd be room 2. Then is the living room. That'd be room 3. And then there's the bedroom. That'd be room 4. If I walk in another part of my house, I'd go living room, which would be room 1, maybe the dining room or kitchen, which is room 2, then the bathroom, which is room 3, and then the bedroom, which is room 4. It doesn't matter what rooms you choose in your house. Just choose 4 rooms in your house in an order. The next thing I want you to do, now that you have your 4 rooms in your house that you're going to use, go to the first room. And I want you to pick out 5 items in that room. Let me give you a couple hints and a couple suggestions and a couple examples of the items. The first suggestion is these items should be large. They should have mass and weight to them. Every item should be completely different. The items should not be too close to one another. They should be in an order around the room. That is the most important. Example, they should flow around the room in a nice sequence. If your first room is your kitchen, your items may be counter, microwave, sink, refrigerator, trash. Those go clockwise in my particular kitchen, and that may be the best way for you to go too. Make sure that if you choose one way in the first room, whether it be clockwise or counterclockwise, every room in your house, the other 3, go in the same direction. They should all go clockwise or all counterclockwise. So what I want you to do is go to each one of the rooms, number down in your paper 1 through 20, and in the first room, write down 5 items in a sequence. A nice, easy flow. Now, obviously, you may be in your house right now. I don't recommend you walk around your house. I recommend you do this in your mind's eye. Take a mental caravan in your house. Now, if you are in one of the rooms that you have chosen, that's okay. But take a mental caravan through your home right now and choose 5 pegs in each of the room. Number down on your paper 1 through 20. The first room, it'll be 1 through 5. The second room will be 6 through 10, the third room 11 through 15, and the fourth room 16 through 20. Shut the tape off and write down your items now. Okay, that should have taken you about 10 minutes to write down those pegs. I call them items. They're really pegs because they're knowledge points, they're reference points, they're places where we can store information later. They're already in your memory. They're already part of the long-term knowledge bank. But all we have to do now is just remember the sequence in which you chose them. It'll help us because we do live in a world of order. We need to remember things in order. Now listen to my instructions very carefully. First, check your list and make sure that of all 20 pegs that you've chosen, none repeat. In other words, if you have a chair in one room, you cannot have a chair in another room. If you have a table in one room, you cannot have a table in another room. Every peg must be very different than the next. Also, make sure that each peg flows in a nice, orderly fashion throughout that room. In each room, you can almost scan from left to right, either clockwise or counterclockwise, the pegs that you have chosen. They should go in an order. The flow, the sequence should be easy, since it's one after the next in order around the rooms. Now, what I want you to do in just a few moments is I want you to look at your paper. I want you to read out loud the first peg, then close your eyes and vividly see that peg, that item, in your mind's eye as vividly in color and crystal clarity as you can. Then go to the next peg, read it out loud, close your eyes and vividly see it in your mind's eye. I want you to start with peg 1. Take a mental caravan through your house and go all the way to peg 20. This should take you about 5 to 10 minutes. Shut the tape off and do this now. We're going to do it one more time, but this time you do not have to call the peg out loud. I still want you to read the name of the peg, and you can call it by name, and I want you to call it by name, but this time silently. Read off your paper the first peg, maybe it's refrigerator, call it by name silently, and then close your eyes and vividly see refrigerator or whatever your first peg is in your mind's eye. Go to peg 2, read it silently, close your eyes, vividly see it in your mind's eye, go to peg 3, etc. The key here is not speed, but making sure you call each one by name and that you vividly see the peg in your mind's eye as clearly as if you were looking right at it with your own eyes. Shut the tape off and do this now. All right. We're going to do it one more time. But this time, I want you to start with the last peg. In other words, start with peg 20 and go backwards through your house. Look at the word, call it by name, close your eyes, vividly see it in your mind's eye. And you're reading it silently. Do not talk. Silently, close your eyes, vividly see the peg, go to the next peg, starting with peg 20, all the way backwards, and ending with peg 1. Shut the tape off and do this now. Okay, what I'd like you to do now is stand up. And I want you to hold your paper in your hand. And this time, I want you to work on a little speed. You're going to do exactly the same thing. You're going to read the name of each peg you have chosen off your paper out loud, and as you read it, you're going to vividly see it in your mind's eye, then read the next one, vividly see it, then read the next one out loud, vividly see it, and go all the way through peg 20, starting with the first peg, ending with the 20th peg. You can read these off your paper. Do this now. Okay. Now what I'd like you to do is take your paper and turn it over. Remain standing, and I want you to do exactly the same thing, but this time you're going to take a mental caravan through your house, and you're going to look and see vividly every single peg. You're going to call it out by name, but you're not going to read it off your paper, because they are now committed to memory. Okay, shut the tape off and do this now. All right, we're going to do it one more time. Remain standing. This time you're going to go backwards, starting with the last peg in your house list. Call it by name, see it in your mind's eye, go backwards, starting with peg 20 all the way through to peg 1. All you're doing is taking a mental caravan through your house as if you were really there, but you're only seeing it in your mind's eye. You're seeing each peg, and you're calling it by name out loud. Start with peg 20. End with peg 1. When you're through, have a seat and turn the tape back on. Do this now. Okay. You should be sitting. We're going to do it one more time. But this time, there's going to be a little difference. You do not have to call the name of the peg out loud. Take a mental caravan through your house, starting with peg 1, ending with peg 20. See each peg as vividly in color, as crystal clear as you can. Call it by name, but call it by name silently. Do this now. Okay, we're going to make a little twist. You're going to do exactly the same thing, starting with the first peg, ending with the last peg. You're going to vividly see each peg in your mind's eye, but this time, you don't have to call it by name. You're going to notice your speed dramatically increases. Why? Because of this fact. You can think faster than you can write. You can think faster than you can talk. Typing slows you down. Speaking slows you down. If all we could do was communicate with thoughts, communication would go at a rate 10,000 times faster than it is today. Even more, 100,000 times faster, because your mind can think faster, literally light years faster than anyone can write or speak. So shut the tape off, vividly see each peg in your mind's eye. Don't call it by name, just see each peg, go to the next peg, see it, go to the next peg, see it, go to the next, all the way through peg 20. Do this now. Okay, we're going to do it one more time. All you have to do is vividly see the peg, vividly see it in your mind's eye, as crystal clear as it was really there. Starting with the first peg, ending with the last peg. Do this now. Okay, we're going to do two more times, but this time we're going to make a little twist in it again. Starting with the first peg, ending with the last peg, you're going to vividly see each peg, but this time you can see them in groups. Before, you were seeing them each individually, one at a time. But now, because many of these pegs are in your house, you can see them in a flash because you can see them in groupings, almost like one photograph in your mind's eye. Shut off the tape and do this now. Isn't it dramatic how fast you're getting? Because you could actually go through all 20 pegs in just a matter of a few seconds, because now you're just seeing them in groups. Do it one more time. See each peg, but you can see them in groups, starting with the first peg, ending with the last peg. Do this now. Okay. What I'd like you to do is take out a sheet of paper, number down 1 through 20, and write down by memory your house list pegs. Do this now. Okay, we're back. Now, take out another sheet of paper, number down 1 through 10, and write down by memory the body list pegs, the ones we just did a few moments ago, and you'll notice they are still committed to memory. There are 10 of them, and they are parts of your body. Write those down now. You see, you know the body list, you know your house list, because they are knowledge points, they are reference points, they are parts of your long-term memory. They don't really have to be recalled, they don't have to be remembered. All we're doing is putting them in sequence. That's the only thing we need to remember. This is the sequence of this list, these pegs. But that's easy, since we went in a nice orderly flow. You see, we don't need to make it difficult. We like to make it easy. We went in an orderly flow for a reason, because it makes it easy. What I'd like you to do is turn the tape off and go to the workbook for this lesson. Do the exercises in the workbook and then continue with the program.